Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And you guys, if you are feeling isolated, if you're feeling like you don't have a tribe of women, like-minded people to really help you transcend from where you are right now into the person that you know you are being called to be, or maybe you're getting that soul calling and you're not quite answering it yet, and it's turning more into a scream and it's starting to make you feel even more awful than the thought of facing the fear around doing that actual thing. If you're in any of these positions, you have to join me this year at The Bliss Project. It is March 2nd through the 4th in Newport Beach, California, and it is going to be a life-changing weekend. If you've been wanting to bust through your fears and really meet a like-minded tribe of people, this is exactly where you must be. If you're feeling called to this, I want you to go check it out at theblissproject.info right now. It's also in the show notes. And who is this event for? You guys, I really want to get clear on if you're feeling called to it. I want to make sure that you know what is going to go on there. So if you have always had a desire to do something big, but you've always been afraid to follow through, if you feel like you don't have the tools or the expertise to take the next step, if you wish you had that tribe of supportive people, if you're ready to take that next step into the next level, but you have no idea what that's even supposed to look like, or if you just want to feel more fully alive each day, and this is absolutely for you if you want a deeper connection and understanding in your relationships, if you want to become more fulfilled in your own job that you have right now and in daily tasks, if you want to know the true desires of your soul, and if you're ready to enjoy the journey just as much as the destination. And truly, if you are feeling called to expand your spiritual connection, we're going to be doing some incredible exercises, meditations. We have some awesome teachers who are going to come in and really give you the space to understand what that feels like for you, because for everyone, it's so different. But to be able to do it together makes you feel even more connected than you've ever felt before. So if you're interested in meditation, if you want to create a solid foundation for all of your goals and dreams to be built on, or if you just need a mental reset, a confidence booster, and to really own your own personal power, you guys, this is the place that you want to be. So there are still some tickets left, but they sell out fast, you guys. And this year will be the best Bliss Project that we've ever done. We have a really amazing team working on it, and we're adding so many more things than we have ever done in prior years, because I know that when I get the opportunity to put epic women into a room, I want magical things there so that you guys can truly have the tools to create your own amazing transformation and experiences. And you guys, what happens there is nothing short of miraculous. So if you're ready to create your transformation, if you're ready to step in, if you're ready to have your tribe, this is where you want to be. And I hope that you join us and that I get to meet you and hug you and see you there. So theblissproject.info. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it is time for another quickie, because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And you guys, thank you so much for being here. We just got back from an amazing event for our network marketing company called New Year Kickoff, where my husband got to speak and close out the event. And I'm always so, it's just a time of year where it's reflection for not only the company that I'm in, but for the people that have been brought into my life from big leaps and fears. You guys, it took a lot of fear for me to join a network marketing company. And now it truly has been one of the most life-changing things. And I think that network marketing is one of the best businesses that you can possibly do. It's just one of our three businesses that we have. But I will tell you, it's brought some of the most amazing humans into my life. And I also got to meet so many of you whom I wish I could have talked with every single one of you. It was really, really special to be able to hear all of your stories as well and spend some time with you guys. And I will tell you, I'm just beyond honored and humbled by the opportunities that this company and the people that this company has brought into my life. So you guys, if you have something that you're a bit freaked out about, but for some reason you can kind of see the vision or you kind of feel that pull from your soul, I'm telling you, that's what it was for me. It took me a year to say yes to this opportunity. But once I said yes, it was like everything opened up because I just went all in. I didn't want to hear what anybody else thought about it. And that's with everything, you guys. That's with every opportunity. I can't tell you the amount of people that just thought I was insane or did not believe in me when I not only went into network marketing, but also started all of my businesses or like started this podcast. Like, you want to do a podcast? Huh? You think you'll be good at that? Oh, I can't really see you doing that. I'm interested to see that. Real comments, you guys. So now I'm like, you know what? Consistency is just like, it trumps everything. If it's your soul's calling and you're just consistent, you just keep showing up and you just keep on learning, you guys, it is like, just go where your soul is pulling you. She always knows best. He always knows best, whatever. It always knows best. Trust it. That's the thing though, is that our brain takes over. Our reality takes over. Our past stories take over. So the best thing that you can do is divorce your stories. Let them be. Free yourself of those stories. Create a new story. Choose what you want to believe, you guys. But today I want to chat with you just really about what it means to lean in to bravery, lean into the next step. I was on my run today. And the reason I want to talk about this is because it takes bravery to create boundaries in your life that protect your goals and protect your message. So when I say protect your goals, sometimes women, people can feel selfish. Everyone can feel selfish, right? Not just women. About going after their goals. But the thing is that your goals are typically linked to your happiness. Not typically, your goals are linked to your happiness and your message that you have been divinely appointed to do on this planet. So I believe that if you have a soul's calling, that is why you are here. And if you are human with a heartbeat, you can go ahead and check your pulse right now. Okay, you're still with us. Okay, that means that you have a message. And whether that's something that you have lived through and you have figured out, whether that is that you can't figure out your message, sometimes that is the message. You guys, you all have a message and it's all going to take energy in order to get that message out. But right now you're leaking it. You're leaking it because you don't have boundaries and you're leaking it because you don't have faith. And these two go hand in hand. And one of the things that I realized is that faith is trusting you're forgiven in the face of not having closure. Okay, what do I mean by this? Faith is trusting that you are forgiven in the face of no closure. So one of the things that I'm leaking energy to right now is I'm saying no to a lot of people that I want to say yes to. And when I say that I want to say yes, it's not necessarily even aligned with my message or my soul, but I want to say yes to please them. And I want to say yes because I want them to like me. I want them to love me because I care for them. So I had a few different instances, you know, these things come up at events for me because I used to spread myself so thin I would leave sick from every single event because I'd talk to every single person. I'd want to have a moment with every single person. I'd want to take a picture with every single person. And now I have to have boundaries. And as I as I'm going through the day and having these boundaries or saying no or moving through with as much grace as possible, I'm beating myself. I came home today and I was beating myself up. So I went on a run and I was beating myself up about one particular instance because I was freaking out internally, having an internal panic attack because I did not have seats yet. And some people who are amazing, who I just met for the first time, wanted to stay and talk, and they all wanted pictures, except I was going to be late and have to walk in all the way up to the very front of the place and grab a seat. And this was like my worst nightmare on repeat, because in the back of my head, I'm trying to be present and trying to be so grateful to have this conversation. But in the other side of my brain, I'm freaking out. Like, have you had these moments, you guys, where one thing is playing in your mind and you can't even be a human? And I was beating myself up this morning because I did not show up to these people who I just met as the person that I wanted to show up as. I felt like I may have been rude, but even though I was nice, but I was just playing the scenario over and over. And I was like, Lori, you teach this stuff? Like, I'm not going to get closure to this because I did not even get to get their names. So I'm not going to be able to get closure to this. Can I forgive myself? Because I need this energy back. I'm about to go travel. I'm about to go do a lot of creative work. I'm about to go celebrate a 70th birthday party today for my father-in-law. And I need to be present. I have to get this energy back. I have to get closure. I have to forgive myself. So literally, and you guys, this sounds so petty because it's like they probably don't even know that this happened or care. So I know this is happening to you guys. I know that you've had moments where you say something that you didn't want to say or mean to say, and you're like, oh my God, did they take that the wrong way? And this person doesn't even care. And number two, if they did care, you have to release it. You got to let it go. You're going to carry that for the rest of your life or even for the next day through, you know, when you're with your children, when you're with your husband, when you're with your family, when you're with your spouse, when you're doing all of the things that you need to do, you're playing that memory over and over, and it's an energy suck. And your goals and your mission and your message takes energy. And we're wasting it on all of these petty things all day long. I wish I would have said that. I wish this would have came out this way. I feel bad that I said no. Oh my gosh. I feel bad that I said yes. I feel bad that I did this. I feel bad that I did that. Oh my gosh. We are literally leaking all of the good stuff that we are given all day or during the day to something that doesn't even exist. Do you get this? Because I got it this morning and it hit me so hard realizing that I've already been forgiven for that. I've already been forgiven by the source that matters most to me. And whatever you believe, whether you believe in energy, universe, God, I believe God has already forgiven me because it is nothing but love, right? So faith is trusting that you're forgiven in the face of no closure. And I sat and I just really cut that energetic cord. I did a little meditation. I ran down to the beach with like zero energy, like I feel bad. I feel so bad. I wish I could go back to that moment. And I sat down and I cut that energetic cord to that story that doesn't even exist. And I really pictured like the scenario, like, Lori, like I brought in self-compassion. Like I coached myself like I would a little child if they went through this same exact thing. And I said, Lori, you did the best that you could. You're trying to protect your energy, this mission, this message, and you're trying to be the best person that you can be. And it just is not always going to work out the way that you want. So you have to forgive yourself for even trying something new and know that you're going to show up a little bit more how you want the next time. And you're going to practice a little bit more the next time. And you're going to forgive a little bit faster the next time. So faith is trusting that you're forgiven in the face of no closure, right? If you're not going to get closure from those people or the scenario, stop replaying it and know that the better that you can do in the next moment, the more that's like, that was just a beautiful lesson. And if I really believe what I always talk about, that we are given all of these little obstacles, all of these little challenging moments, they are the opportunities. Because if I did not have that opportunity to learn how to create a boundary, learn how to do the things that I want to do with more love and with more grace and you know, I would never, ever, ever be able to become the person that I want to be or have the practice of being able to practice my boundaries or have the practice of self-forgiveness. I have to have things to practice on. It's like, we're like, oh, I want to have self-love and I want to have boundaries and I want to have a business and I want to do all of the things, right? Except I don't want to have any of the lessons that make me the person who can handle that stuff. So these are all just lessons that help us handle all of the things. So you guys, even if you want to be brave and bold and be able to get your message out, that requires energy too. And that's going to take fiercely having a boundary around the things that are leaking it. So, all right, I feel like I just needed to get that out there for all of you today, because I think it's a really big topic for people that we're just carrying this stuff, because at the end of the day, we believe that we have faith, except we're not actually acting like we have faith. If we have real faith, we'll believe that we're forgiven and we'll gather up all of that energy that belongs to us again from those stories. We'll gather up all of that energy that belongs to us from all of that shame. We'll gather up all of that energy from that belongs to us from all of that guilt, and we'll get them back from all of those stories, knowing that we truly are forgiven, and we'll collect it and we'll use it for what we were actually put here for. And that is the gift that is in our soul. And like I said, if you're human, you are here to do amazing things, whether that is just being you. You guys, the most brave thing you can do is to show up fully with all of your energy in the four walls of your home, right? To show up for your relationships first, to show up for yourself. And that is the biggest mission of all. And let me tell you, after that, beautiful things will unfold. So take care of you. Take care of you. Gather all that energy back so that you can hear what your message is. Gather all of that energy back so that you have the ability to be brave to take the next big steps. Because I'll tell you that big, bold steps take energy and bravery, right? And bravery takes energy. Because if you're tired all the time, you can't even say no to a Pop-Tart, right? Let alone say no to one of your best friends because she wants to go out again and you need to protect that time to go create or have more time to do something you love or have more time for your family. So you guys, oh, now I'm thinking about Pop-Tarts. No, I'm good. I had enough sleep last night. Okay, so I'm sending you guys so much love today and just want to thank you again for listening. And if you loved this episode, I would love if you guys would share it with your friends and family. It means the world to me to see you on Instagram when you share this with people and to hear that it made an impact on you, because what this podcast does for me is it reminds me that we are all one. You know, when I share what is heavy on my heart or what's going on in my world or what I know that I need to work on, because really, you guys, this podcast, I'm just teaching what I need the most. And when we teach what we need, we lock it in, right? And we create real change. So when you guys go share what's going on in your life, you know, with the idea of helping other people, that's when you really also get to solve your own problems. So really, this is some really great talk therapy for all parties involved. All right. So until next time, you guys, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.